USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has been diagnosed with COVID-19, according to the White House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi acknowledges the news during her weekly press conference.
I understand that the symptoms are light. I hope they continue to be so. That was my experience, and I hope that that's the case for the president.
The president is fully vaccinated and twice boosted. Biden is expected to continue working remotely while he is isolating. Claims for unemployment benefits are back above 250,000. The Labor Department saying 251,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week. That's a jump of 7,000 from the previous week's total, which didn't have to be revised. The Senate Banking Committee is holding a hearing to discuss the costs of rising housing prices. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Two men are found guilty in a dangerous smuggling case in Texas. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Two Texas men were indicted Wednesday in connection with the heat-related death of 53 migrants who were found inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio last month. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted 46-year-old Umero Zamorano and 28-year-old Christian Martinez. The two face up to 20 years in prison if convicted on all charges.
More than 100 million Americans are under heat warnings as temperatures soar into the triple digits across the United States Thursday. Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. will all roast into the 90s. Meantime, daily record highs are expected in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Triple-digit temperatures are forecast across much of the south-central United States, with Memphis, Kansas City, and Dallas all reaching over 100. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Vice President Mike Pence spoke in support of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade on Wednesday at Florence Baptist Temple in South Carolina. Pence is calling for all states to ban abortion.
We must resolve that we will not rest, we will not relent until the sanctity of life is restored to the center of American law in every state in the nation.
Tragedy strikes a military base in Georgia.
One U.S. Army Reserve soldier has died after a lightning strike at Fort Gordon in Georgia. A base spokesperson has confirmed 9 other soldiers were injured in the strike. As thunderstorms sweep through the area, the lightning hit Training Area 26.
Georgia's the 10th. Ranks 10 in the 50 states as far as the number of lightning injuries and deaths.
About 150 miles east of Atlanta, Fort Gordon is home to 80,000 people, including 16,000 service members and their families. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The supply of Russian gas to Europe has resumed in the Nord Stream pipeline. The Wall Street Journal says natural gas started flowing again Thursday through the biggest single pipeline from Russia to Germany. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.